Welcome back, everyone. This is Eric Ellison with the Digital Education Podcast, and we're doing a series called What's Next? We're in many ways, shelter in place, lockdown, quarantine.
Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it. And I'm with Matt Wheeler, who's in Brooklyn today, and he's the co-founder of Sports Recruits. And Matt, I'm just interested in asking my friends who are engaged in kind of our world of higher education, secondary education, education in general, you with athletes, what do you see is coming on the back end of all of this?
Well, so, you know, you can start with what the NCAA has said. Obviously, the NCAA started with an April 15th date, which on March 12th or whenever it came out seemed like, wow, that's a long time away. And now that's tomorrow. Today's April 14th. They obviously got together around the 30th and said, we're going to push it out to May 31st. The NESCAC, which is a Division III conference, primarily in the Northeast, it's got schools like Amherst and Williams and Wesleyan, where I went. They actually came out yesterday and pushed their deadline to June 15th. So that's an interesting little wrinkle that a conference came out and said, that's great, the NCAA has that date. Well, we've said we're making our own date. So we think we're going to start seeing conferences take their own stand, because different conferences are obviously impacted differently by where the schools are. The NESCAC is all schools in the New England kind of area, which has been hit pretty hard by coronavirus. So that's what we're seeing on the conference side. Now, you look at some of the recruiting kind of calendar stuff that normally happens. Obviously, the high school season's over, which if you're playing a spring sport, really recruiting coaches don't really get involved until maybe some like the state and kind of regional championship stuff after their season is over. But that's all gone, obviously. We're seeing June events that would have happened in the earlier part of June or even later part of June try to put a flag down on later dates in July. So, well, there were already events scheduled for later in July. So now it's going to be a weird thing when you have, you know, 2 months of events crammed into, you know, maybe 1 month. I don't know how that's going to work. And then there's a, you know, we think 50-50 or better chance that none of it happens, because all it takes is the NCAA to get together and say, no, we can't risk this. And, you know, one press release goes out and, you know, there are no events. And so, while you might want to be hopeful that you will be competing this summer with your teammates, whatever sport you may play, I'd plan for otherwise. And what that means is I'd get my hands on as much film as I can. So I'd go back to last summer if I have to. I'd reach out to every event I've gone to, see if they have film. We're giving away film for all the events. We have a business that does some relationships with events where we do some filming. We're just giving that film away for free from summer and fall of 2019. So I'd gather up that film. I'd cut yourself a highlight reel or a skills video, depending on your sport. And if you're on Sports Recruits, I'd make sure your profile, is as if you were at a recruiting event, if that makes sense. So say that coach sees you make that amazing play on field four, you know, out of some event that was going to happen on June 11th. Let's pretend that was now. So your profile should have all the information they need when they see that video of you. So yeah, operate under the assumption that, you know, you're going to be living off this, you know, the internet's the only game in town, I guess, is kind of how we're thinking of it. And then if events happen, that's great. All the momentum you've built over, you know, April, May, you know, sounds like even June, great. You can have a killer July season. But if you sit on your hands and wait till July comes around and then July doesn't happen, you know, you're going to be very disappointed in yourself, I guess, is how I think of it.
So let me ask one clarifying question, because I like this. Do you see high school and college sports changing at all after this?
I mean, that's a heavy question, because the, you know, from a fundraising, from where the funds come from, a lot of money flows downhill from college football, obviously, and college basketball. So there was no March Madness. So some amount of money that was going to get deposited into different, you know, schools' bank accounts, depending on their conference, is not going to flow. So that must have some down kind of downstream consequences. The college season traditionally kicks off around Labor Day. Well, that would mean the kids are usually back at those schools in July. Well, again, if they're not going to allow their coaches out to recruit, they're certainly not going to allow kids on campus. So let's just say kids can't get back on campus till September, you know, everything pushes. So I think there's a lot of unknowns. We recently saw Williams College, which is the top rated liberal arts school in the country. And then it actually usually ranked top five or so with the Harvards and Yales of the world as well. Just made testing optional for the 2021 class because they can't take the SATs. I'm sure you're dealing with this a little bit on your side. So you're even seeing schools that testing optional has been a thing for a decade or so, and schools have held out for whatever reason. And we've seen, you know, a school like Williams just say, all right, you know, test optional, at least for this period. So, you know, maybe that's something they realize gets them a better applicant pool, and maybe testing goes away because of this, which I did not like the SATs. So I would support that. but yeah, I mean, we just try to, you know, whenever we're emailing our student athletes or doing podcasts or webinars, we just try to communicate with them that they should try to control right now what they can control, which is, you know, doing their research. So making sure that list of schools is robust. That list of schools is going to be realistic next month, next quarter, just as it is today. So there's no, you know, we joke with a lot of parents that might call or email in that this is your best opportunity to pin your kid down and say, you know, where do you want to go to school? What do you want to go, close to home, far away? Usually that's a discussion that maybe has some angst involved, but you know, you have the kids literally in lockdown, so you can sit them down and kind of work on that list. You know, getting video, building highlight reels, communicating with coaches. You know, these are all things you can control. The coronavirus can't keep you from doing those things. And again, we've seen just graphs, you know, up and to the right on every metric we look at on the site, because you know, coaches can't do anything. It's a weird time for them. They can't be with their kids. They can't be with their kids on their team. Obviously spring sports are canceled. So these coaches that have been used to being, you know, coaching deep into May are now sitting on their hands, nothing to do except watch film on the internet of kids that might go to their program in a year or two. So you have the coaches right where you want them. You know, they're at their computers, they're on their phones, you know, they're kind of looking for that next star in their team. So you know, take advantage of that because they're as bored as you are.
Matt, thank you so much.
Thank you.